Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic. And yeah, I know it's Wednesday. I'm not going crazy. We couldn't get our engineer last night, so we switched around with the Inner Sight, and here we are tonight. And hopefully our engineer will be on shortly, and we'll get the Inner Sight in with the open mic. Something very strange. You know, I listen to the Reuters press almost every day on the phone. If you dial the weather, after they give the weather, you can catch the Reuters press, and I listen to them. And it's the first time that I haven't heard President Trump's name mentioned on the Reuters. How do you like that? Isn't that something? First time. Of course, you know, that doesn't mean he's not on the Associated Press and in the newspapers, but very unusual, because, you know, usually when you hear the world news, the President of the United States is a big part of that, you know, especially Mr. Trump. But anyway, interesting observation, as they say. Yeah, Inner Sight around the world, open mic. If you want to call in, we'll give you the number and wait for the, you hear our engineer. You can listen in the meantime, of course. But the number, 213-816-1650 on the Inner Sight live here around the world. On the open mic. And you can talk about anything you want. Keep it clean, you know. And turn down your radio, television, computer and all that. Or your friends, you know, ask them to please keep it quiet while you're on the air. We appreciate that. All right. Yeah, open mic, and, you know, there's so many things going on that people are not aware of. You know, it's so funny, so ridiculous how people can walk through life and not be aware of a lot of things. And the other part of that is, The agencies for the disabled aren't making people aware of it. You know, they don't put stories up on their websites of people who can't get help, people who are struggling. How about all the people who, around this time of the month, depend on a disability check, who now are usually broke, you know, unless they have somebody helps them, like a family member and all that, but that's hard to come by these days. And I noticed that more and more families have been abandoning the disabled. For what reason? Could be any number of reasons. You know, too much of a burden, you know. That's another reason why the system should be changed. You know, to take the burden off of people who assume, you know, that they use the term we're taken care of. Well, most of us, I'm taken care of. We want to take care of ourselves. And it would be that way if the system was brought up and changed to a higher grade of communication and all that, you know. You've heard us talk about the debit card system that we propose. Well, that certainly would be a much better system. So, you know, people who are disabled, who elderly, and have to struggle with a little from the government, you know. I was in a place today over here locally where I live, Long Island, New York. And they opened a new place up, and there are many steps going up. It's a facial place, you know, where they give you a facial and all that. And I climbed the steps, you know, with my guide dog. I said to the guy, people with wheelchairs can't get in here, you know. And he hesitated. And I didn't check it out, but he said he wasn't sure, but he thought the back part of the building was accessible, you see. So people don't think about us, do they? You know, I mean, if they did, you know, they would make sure that it's accessible, and they would know, and they would get a few disabled people together and say, hey, show me what, you know, what has to be done. And then I told them, I said, you know, a person in a wheelchair should have the same rights that everybody else has. Suppose they want to come in the front door. You know, it seems like a simple little thing, and you know, and some people will say, you know, you got your door. What are you being so ridiculous for? But that's not the point. The point is, you know, come back to the able-bodied person. Do you have your door? You see? Turn it around and see what people would say. Believe me, I'll tell you something. If you turn that around and people didn't have a choice, you'd see how fast that would be an issue. So, there it is. I mean, you know, it's the same old stuff, and it keeps going on and on and on. And I want to thank, we got a couple of phone calls about our television show. Thank our viewers on the program where we had Suzanne was on with me and talking about how she got stuck on the railroad without the ramp, and no one came to her aid. You know, when she got out of the door and the wheelchair tumbled over, almost went over completely, you know, and as a result, she was hurt. She's going to go to a doctor and find out the extent of that, but evidently, her muscles were strained and pulled, you know, it's like a whiplash. So the wheelchair bounced and was jolted and all that. And the point we made on the show, and that we got to continue to make, is when this happens, and the reason it does happen, it's because there's no enforcement of whatever law there is. Now, the Americans with Disability Act that's supposed to protect you in this case, I don't believe there can be enforcement against the people who allow this to happen. You know, they didn't do their job. They didn't come to help her put down the ramp, you know, The thing should happen automatically if they did it right. They didn't build those platforms right. They didn't build them for everybody. You know? So there you have it. Why do all these things happen? Because there's no enforcement. And by that I mean the same enforcement place if other people were blocked with barriers and trouble was put in their way, you know? And you hear them screaming and yelling and everything else. So there you have it. No enforcement. That's a big part of why we are in this situation. And that's a big piece of the puzzle that Inner Sight wants to change. And I'll tell you something else. The independent living centers, they can't do anything to change it, because if they do, they're lashing out against this and the federal government, who give them money. You know, the old expression, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Well, you know, how can you know, when you're dealing with these people and you're advocating, you got to sit there and be a nice little disabled person, you know, and tell them what they want to hear. Otherwise, you ain't going to get that money. You know, it's like the rich grandmother who says to you, you marry that girl and I'm cutting you off. You know, you ever see that movie, Arthur? Classic example of what I'm talking about. With Dudley Moore. Liza Minnelli was in it, too. She managed to remain, well, she appeared sober, anyway. Well, it probably wasn't her fault. She inherited from her mom, you know, Judy Garland. But anyway, there you have it, you know. The enforcement. There's no enforcement. It should be enforced the same as everything else is enforced, within the realm in the context of what we need, you know. Everyone should have equal accessibility. I mean, it's just horrendous. Open mic, awaiting our engineer. And in the meantime, don't forget the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Check them out. 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita. Make a great service dog, or just a pet dog. Akita, very good with children, by the way. That's an important thing, because a lot of dogs can't take children, you know. My dog is just great with kids running and you know, doesn't bother her at all. Around the world, Inner Sight and Kennedy Realty, another buddy. You want to buy a house, sell a house, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And a couple of his friends, Good Mojo Printers and SuttonInsurance.com. They've helped us in the past, and I would venture to say that they would help again. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Truro Law Center. Especially if you're a senior. You know, they got some lawyers over there. If you have any legal trouble, if you're being evicted, call them right away. Turo, 631-761-7000. They'll put you in touch with the attorney, let you know if you're eligible. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary over there, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, veterinarian care for your animal. Gary's trying to make a difference, and he's a good guy. Check him out. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Around the world, Inner Sight, Philo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for pledging the renewal of their sponsorship. We need all the help we can get, especially since we lost our assistant director, Joe Arion. And by the way, this show is dedicated to the memory of Joe and all the beautiful things that he did for InnerSight, including engineering this program every night,
yes,
even when he wasn't well.
Yeah, it's true.
So check out SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Do I hear a ghost?
Yes.
Oh, there she is.
Woo!
Are you in the background. All right.
Yes.
Around the world, InnerSight civil rights lawyer James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. And I know you're going to need him one time or another, the way this world is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bahamundi. Call him Jim. Much easier. Let's see. Around the world, we got the welcoming the Sioux.
Yeah.
To InnerSight, our engineer and co-host. And, with the Able News.
Yes, I could do that.
You want to do the Sioux?
Yeah, I could do the
Sioux.
You
want to do the news? Able News?
Yes, I could. Yes,
I'm going to take a water break, so if you don't hear me at the end of your segment,
I'll just keep talking.
Hold down the fort. I'll be right back.
Yes, I can. All right. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section that buys and sells items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. And usually I would say back to Frank, but he's getting his water break. We have other things this week that's actually, we have something this week that we're contemplating undoing, and it's going to be really interesting tomorrow night. We're going to do something about the digital world, so tune in for tomorrow night. It's actually going to be very interesting. So it's called Digital No. You know, Frank and I thought of that because it was based on, pretty much the world around us, you know. So you'll just tune in tomorrow night and you'll hear about that, you know.
All right.
I just announced our show for tomorrow night.
I'm back. What were you saying?
I announced our show for tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night. Oh, yeah. We got a great show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Digital. I'm not going to mention any
names.
But
all I said was digital no. That's all I said.
Yeah. But someone is proposing that if everything goes digital, it solves the problem for all
of the
disabled people.
Yes.
So tomorrow night's show is digital. Oh, no.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let me explain. Well, maybe I should. I'll explain it tomorrow night. Why
yes,
that
we will.
Title.
No, yeah. That's why I said digital.
I don't want to give it
Ooh,
away.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's
all right. This is open mic. We apologize. Last night we did the other topic, and we're switching around.
Yes, I wasn't really feeling so well. Feeling better.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yes.
So the number, 213-816-1650. And for those of you who wanted to call in last night, we apologize. And please, if you're out there, call in tonight. We'd love to have you.
Yes.
And I don't know. Can you want to check the board?
I did.
Oh, all right.
I'm watching it.
All right. So it's open mic. Talk about whatever you want. And, we talk a lot about issues with the disabled because,
we do.
People who are able-bodied talk about things that affect them.
Yes.
So, why is it that when we talk about stuff, a lot of people say, oh, you're always complaining.
I don't know. It really sounds, you know, I don't know. It's stupid in my eyes.
We're not.
I mean,
to us, it's not complaining. It's trying to inform people. It's doing the job.
That's right.
See, that the agencies should be doing, and they're not doing it. Do you ever hear on the radio or television, you ever hear a public service information ad? I'll give you an example of what we would do. The Americans with Disability Act is not enforceable. That's
right.
Why disabled people don't have equality. You ever hear an ad like that?
No. Never. I would pass out.
Where's the enforcement? I'd like to know where the enforcement is. I haven't heard the typical example, and I told you that several people approached me and saw the show last night, how you were abused on the Long Island Railroad, and I use that word because it's damn ass true. Typical example is the Long Island Railroad. Was it 15 years they've had to make it
accessible? And more, at least.
Or more?
Yeah, more. More.
Where the hell is the enforcement?
From, you want to hear how long it's been? Really? Okay. They were given from when the Americans with Disabilities Act was created, which was, okay, drum roll, please, 28 years.
1998, wasn't it?
No.
1990. Oh, all right. So it goes back even further.
Yeah.
You know, now,
which is
what would happen? What would happen? Turn the situation around. What would happen if you took a giant municipality like the railroad and they didn't make it accessible for regular people?
No.
The railroad wouldn't
revolt.
Exist anymore, would it?
Revolt.
Yeah.
Revolt.
Yeah. So instead of, I think I talked about this last night when we did the buses, the Justice Department, and this is so stupid, the Justice Department told us that the enforcement is, if the buses don't comply, you know, call out the stops and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the enforcement is? Do you ever hear? I don't know if you know this.
Mm.
The enforcement is, we'll take away the money, and you won't have any buses.
Oh, that's stupid.
What
the
hell kind of crap is that? You know who gets blamed for that?
That's even worse.
We get blamed for that because of you. They took the buses away. What the hell kind of crap is that? See,
that's called
that's because
making a situation from worse to even worse.
Yeah. That's because there's no damn enforcement on the people that are doing this. You know? That's how it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, if people knew that there was enforcement, that they could be fined, that they could be jailed, believe me, they would think twice.
Yes, they would.
You know?
Imagine, okay, you've said this multiple times. Remember the thing where the transit worker can be jailed up to, you know, 7 years or something? If they
Not
they
the transit worker, the person who assaults the transit worker.
Assaults the transit worker, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So just imagine that theory going behind the abuse of a disabled
person. Why didn't they create something similar to that?
Yes, that's
you
what
know?
I feel. Do you know,
you know,
I felt
something...
that I felt abused. I felt abused when I landed literally onto that platform. I did.
Of course,
my neck,
abused.
My body hurt me.
It is abuse.
Yeah.
I felt abused. And all the other thousands when I was denied a service dog.
How about you were abused when you were denied entrance to the building where you were supposed to get file your claim for the Justice Department? That was even the mockery of mockeries. Really?
Well, you know, and they got away with it.
Yes, they did.
I mean, nothing happened to them, you know?
I know.
Nothing
happened
to them.
That was a mockery of mockeries, if you really want to know the truth.
See, because there's no enforcement there. There's nothing there. There's nothing
right.
there to make anything happen to them.
Right.
You know? You can't call a cop when you roll up to a place. You're in a wheelchair.
I wish.
And you're there for something very important, and you can't get in. You can't call a cop.
You know what
I did once? And have the cop go in and say, here's a summons. You have to appear in court. There's a law, you know. And then the judge can say, you have 30
days
to fix this. Otherwise, a fine and or jail. See?
Right, wouldn't that be nice?
And that should be publicized in the damn papers and all over the internet. Then
we
you'd see how
like
fast these people would get off their ass and start doing it. And, of course, the agencies should be helping them do it.
They should be accountable.
Yeah.
The agencies and
damn
the government should
and
be accountable.
And the government, too.
Yeah.
Government, too.
They should
now,
be accountable for what happens.
Yeah.
Period.
They get away with it. They get away with it. And that's why it keeps happening.
Yeah.
You know, who was it? You know, sometimes I go on a chat line just for fun, you know. Get a lot of stories on there. And the consensus is on the chat line, people say it all the time, oh, nobody cares about the disabled. It's true.
Yeah.
It's damn ass true. You know why they don't
care?
Because if anything happens, nothing happens to the person who did it.
Yeah.
You know? Really. I mean, they just get away with it. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was talking to the woman who's supposed to file all the stuff at the business office at the nursing home where my mom's at. I got two calls today. One was telling me how my mom was doing well, but they wanted to increase one of the medicines that she was taking that was making her do well. My father was on that medicine.
Yeah.
So I agreed to it because I know that it was making her better. I did. It was helping her memory.
You should have told him what. Well, I want to find out what the natural equivalent is.
Well, when I get there,
give her that.
When I get there, I want to find out. I want to meet with the psychiatrist and find out. So I also want to see if I can get her on a turmeric supplement. Well, I want to see if I could get her on a turmeric supplement. I want to test him. The guy said that he was into alternative, you know, supplementation and alternative healing and alternative, you know, stuff. Let's see if he.
Well, tell him to find out what she can take instead of the drugs.
That's right. Well, not completely.
See if he's for real.
All of it.
Anybody
can
talk.
I have to take her off a little bit at a time. You know.
Anybody
can
talk.
Let's see where he just put his money where his mouth. I know it's talk. Because you know why? Medicaid doesn't pay for that. Medicare doesn't pay for that.
Well, ask him if he'll help us do a fundraiser, and we'll do it.
Well, wait, there's more to this. So I asked, you know. Yeah, so I had a little bit of a problem with the situation. I said to him, and I don't have money to pay for her clothing. You know, she has to get clothing every once in a while. Oh, take it from the $50 allowance. I said, excuse me? I am disabled, my mother's disabled, and my family is experiencing a financial hardship. I mean, I have to pay for, you know, a lot of things because I am disabled, and you're telling me that I have to take it from her $50 allowance. Where do you find just $50, you know, worth of stuff for her? You know, and then
$50 a month?
Yeah.
That what they give her?
Yep.
Damn.
And she said it's not
them.
It's not
friggin'
them.
Insult.
Do you know who gives it to them? She said it's not them. If it were up to them, it would be more. Do you know who gives it to them?
I'm not sure about that.
No, do you know who gives it to them? And it's all across the board. It's all the nursing homes do it, $50.
Yeah.
It was Apex, the first nursing home that my dad was in. It was $50, so I know that they're telling the truth. It's all
Medicaid. All those people go along with it who work with the nursing home.
No, it's
Why don't they protest that?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
You pay them $9,000 a month, and
they give you $50.
A person $50 a month?
Well,
that
technically
is a damn
speaking,
ass disgrace, man.
Technically speaking, the Medicaid pays them that, and then the Social Security.
Yeah, but they get the money because of your mom.
That's right.
They wouldn't get
that
money if it wasn't for your mother.
That's right.
And everybody else
disgusting?
In there.
Do you hear how disgusting this all sounds? I don't get it. Why they want to make money off... I don't get it, Frank. You know, remember when you were saying...
They don't care about us.
No, remember when you were saying... Yeah, that too. But remember when you were saying...
They don't give a damn
you know,
about us.
The Bible, you stumble, the lame, the blind... You know, I'm thinking of that phrase all the time. I really am.
Yeah. That's a damn disgrace, $50
a month.
It is
a disgrace. It is. She can't get a haircut. She can't get her hair done. I mean, I feel like going there and chopping it for myself and dyeing it for her. I really do.
To get all the
she
people
never
together.
Had her hair
who
like
who
that.
Can do it, who get $50 a month and have a demonstration in the lobby.
Well, it ain't only them. It's all across the United States. It's all across. Even Marlene only gets
$50.
Yeah.
I think she gets $70 a month. Whoop,
well, still,
whoop-dee.
It's pitiful. Whoop-dee. It's only 25 more. Big deal.
More.
Yeah.
All right.
Big
it's disgusting.
Whoop-dee. It is.
You know,
you ask me,
horrible.
That's absolutely outrageous.
Horrible. The way people are treated. There's another example.
Yeah.
You know?
It's disgusting, if you ask me.
They can take all
you know?
Your money, and you don't even have a choice of
right.
the kinds of treatment that you
right.
that you want.
Right.
And yet you get all that money because of the person.
That's right.
That's a damn
you got it.
Disgusting situation. Let me tell you something.
Yes, it is.
You know, and they get away with it. I mean, you can you can probably. I don't even know if you would get a hearing on that because the regulations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd have to change the regulations.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The only thing you could do on that is try to organize a protest and let people know. You know? It's horrible. The whole damn system is horrible.
System sucks.
Inner Sight around the world, open mic, you want to call in? Tell us what you want to talk about. 213-816-1650 is the number here. On the open mic tomorrow night show, digital. Oh no!
I think of that and it makes me laugh. It really does.
Tomorrow night we'll explain.
Yes, what that means.
You know all that stuff and
mm-hmm.
how it came about and all that. All right, Friday night's the Follies. By the way, Friday night we're going to introduce you to the digital. Service dog. And it doesn't bark, it rattles.
Yeah. And it falls apart too while it walks.
Oh, yeah, it could fall apart, and you have to be very careful.
In the rain.
You get caught in the rain with it.
Only us would think of this stuff. And there's a reason
digital
why we think about it in the rain.
You know. All right. Around the world, inner sight. Let's see. We'll do the television tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Last night's show was on 8 o'clock. We're on Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock, Channel 20, all over Long Island. That means a lot more people can see us.
Yeah.
And Monday, we will not be here. Monday, we'll be in the studio.
All shows are up, by the way, up until Friday Night Follies are all in.
Oh.
Put them on.
How'd you do that?
I was doing it while I was sitting here.
Oh. All right. All right, so next Monday, we won't be here on the air.
That's right.
But we'll try to remind you.
Yep.
But in a sight.
Get my ride.
Yeah, open mic, and, you know, don't forget, I forgot to thank Picaro's. Oh, man. Picaro's Italian Tavern, Italian Tavern in right here on Long Island.
Massapequa Park, yeah.
Massapequa Park.
Hey,
1020 Park Boulevard.
Usually you're remembering it, and I'm the one forgetting. What's going on now?
1020 Park Boulevard. Tuesday night, well, 5 o'clock. Tuesday, 5 to 9,
yep.
May 21st, that would have been
yep.
Joe Arion's 64th
yeah.
birthday. So
yep.
Come on down, have a great time. Help us raise some funds to keep Joe's dream alive, which was Inner Sight.
Inner Sight
and
is
we have live. We're going to have live music and great food,
yeah.
And the hors d'oeuvres are on the house. So
oh, nah.
Come on in early so you can get them.
Yeah.
All right. Yours truly will be there.
So will I.
Definitely.
You'll get to
and
meet me. Uh-oh.
Couldn't keep me away.
Couldn't keep me away either. But you'll get to meet me.
All right.
Me. Uh-oh.
And for those of you in the wheelchairs, they have they're a little bit of a switch, but they tell me that they've had people in wheelchairs in there and the restroom. They have two restrooms. One is accessible. And I think
and one isn't?
They told me that they're working on the other one.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, good.
There you have it.
Sometimes you have to get, this is stupid now. Listen to this and listen to it carefully. I remember this. They were saying to me years and years ago, we can't get, what is that called, permits. They had trouble getting permits years ago, and I'm like, what are you kidding me? No, I'm not. We're not kidding you. We have to get permits to get these things going because otherwise they won't give us permits to get our buildings adapted. I'm like, are you kidding me? No, we're not kidding you. This is ridiculous. Every which way up the wazoo they wanna get us. That's how I felt when in the beginning when
well,
I was going.
They're making money on it.
Going.
They get
yes, they
get
are.
Permits. But what should be happening is the state and the agencies should be helping
yeah.
to finance this.
Yes.
You know, every agency should have an accessible fund. You know?
Yeah. Yes.
And they don't,
mm-hmm.
far as I know.
Nope.
You know, and the state should help because the state owes us. You know,
they
owe
us
the accessibility from the time the building was built. You know,
mm-hmm.
so how are you going to blame a guy who comes along 40 years later?
You can't.
You know, doesn't make sense. There's no enforcement. You know. So they do what
you
they want.
You can't blame them. You really can't blame them. How could you blame them? There's no way.
All right. Inner Sight, Beccaro's. Honor Joe on his birthday, May 21st, 5 to 9. Come on down. Have a great day. And by the way, in that connection, we're asking people to go to our website and put up a one-time $5 donation.
Yeah.
You know, we have over 80,000 listeners. Let's see if we can...
80,667.
Oh, all right. It's growing.
Yes, it is.
It's growing. Let's see if we can make a strike here and start start all these, I'm not going to call them programs because that's what the damn, I don't like that word.
No, they're not programs.
Start all
these
things, for lack of a better word. Start all these things that Inner Sight talks about immediately. If we could
start
get
our lives. Our lives.
If we could get $5 from 80,667 people.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We could start something, a revolutionary change in
this
country.
That's it, our lives. Our lives.
For the disabled. It would be phenomenal. It would be phenomenal.
Yes, it would be.
And included in that is something that would help everyone, you know, the introduction to enable disabled people to keep their disability benefits no matter what.
Oh, God, yeah. That would be nice.
That should be a must. And believe
me,
if you have the money, you can fight that. You can do it.
Yeah.
You know, because the hook would be, and as we said last night, the hook would be that the government go along with the debit card situation. That means they would only have to put up half the money to help a disabled person. So look at all the money
they're
going to save.
That's correct.
So send in that $5.
Yeah.
I put $100 in a site this week myself. So.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not just talking through my hat here. As a matter of fact, I don't even have my hat on.
he never talks through his hat. Let's put it that way. He talks through his hat.
Open mic. I want to throw something out to people. You know, I talk a lot about service dog, but I want to. We don't talk too much about this. Anybody out there? If you are disabled, you know, and you have a pet dog that you know and love, and that dog understands that you're disabled, you know, you want to call in, how would you feel about that dog being trained for you as a service dog?
Oh, let me tell you. If my dog was a bit bigger, and he was a little younger, I would in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, that's something that people never talk about. Now, you see, if we held meetings and classes to teach people how to do it, and by the way, we've been offered by Silo to do that, but I'm reluctant because what if we start doing it and the person can't afford the medical? We've got to be covered for the medical.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave people in the middle of something because that's what the agencies do. I will not do. I won't do that.
You want to know what I'd like to do? I want to see how we could write something up, and you know, mess with and see what we could do with the animal medical. I don't know.
Animal medical.
Yeah.
Forget about.
See if we could write some sort of alternative thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well. Joe Delgado checked it a while ago, and he said to me there isn't one foundation that gives money if a disabled person wants a trained dog on their own.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
That's horrible.
Not a one. He looked it up. He looked it up in that book. The
foundation books.
Yeah. So how do you like that?
Yeah.
You know? There you have it, folks.
Let me see
again.
What I could do. I don't know. We could try and find a way to write a proposal.
Well, if we can get everybody to send in $5,
we could do it.
We would start classes. You better believe
it,
man.
Yeah.
You know, we would start them. All right, Inner Sight, open mic around the world. I got an echo in my phone. Blog Talk Radio.
Isn't that nice?
Around the world.
Hold on, let me check one more thing, see if there's any callers. Nope, just us.
What's the, can you find the headline on the Able News?
Yeah, I can. Hold on.
We got to send them a note about Joe.
Yeah, we do.
For the 21st of May.
Able Newspaper.
See what they say for.
Oh, this is weird. This
March.
Is really weird. Huh.
Yeah.
You know how there's these little, like, on the phones, there's these little symbols that they have? Like, they have the wheelchair, the smiley face, but now they have different ones. They have things of people on wheelchairs, people who are visually impaired, a service dog, people on a power wheelchair, a hearing aid with the ear, a prosthetic arm, a prosthetic leg. They have all different new emojis that are for, they call them emojis, symbols of disabilities added to, that's what's actually on the smartphones now. That's what their headline is, actually. And actually, it is a...
Enable News?
Something... Yeah, that's the first thing that you have. And, oh, wait. Budget hard on PWD changes to CDPAP and omissions. I don't know what that is about. I want to see what CDPAP... I really do.
Yeah, well, that's what they...
I see that.
We're protesting in Albany.
Yeah. I want to see what's going on with CDPAP because I get affected by that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see this
right.
stuff
see,
until
the,
you go into
this.
This
is why we say that money should be in a debit card.
Yeah.
Under the supervision of the disabled person. You know?
Yep.
Then they couldn't
fool
around with that.
No, there's no fooling around with people's lives anymore. I'm getting tired of it.
I mean, no matter what they give you, if they control it, they're not really giving it to you. They're loaning it.
They're not giving
you
diddly. They aren't.
Yeah.
Long Island edition. I always go to the Long Island edition because that's the stuff that really affects us. You know?
Well, some stories go out all over, you know.
Yeah, some do. But I go straight to the Long Island edition. You know why? It gives us the ads and stuff for the Long Island stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
All right. Inner Sight.
Hang on. Okay, let me log in.
Yeah, you see, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. This is the first thing on the front page. It says emojis emerge. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it says budget hard on PWD. I have no idea what that means, but I sure will find out. PWD, what does that mean? I don't know. I like when they put the ooh, did I say that? I just actually... cut myself short from saying what I wanted to say. You know?
Well, we don't have a beeper on this.
No, I don't.
On the blog.
But I did good. I didn't say it.
You should have a beeper.
It says, yes, there should be. State budget could upend CDPAP. Governor Andrew Cuomo, blah, 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 budget proposal. It says the dates anyway. Budget proposal may seriously jeopardize. Oh, how lovely. I love seeing that. Jeopardize the consumer-directed personal blah, 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 blah program, which is used by thousands of people with disabilities and senior citizens in New York State who require long-term care. I don't even want to read it anymore. It makes me want to be nauseous. Anyway, that's what it's talking about. To be honest, I really
if they would
want
listen
to
Inner Sight, this wouldn't happen.
Yes. Can I just go to Cuomo's office and talk to him? That's how I feel right now.
Yeah, good luck.
I know, but that's how angry I feel.
You used to be able to go to a mayor's office and a governor's office years ago and do that. You can't do it anymore.
You don't know.
No. You can't do it anymore.
Nope.
The last mayor, I was in the office of the last mayor was Mayor Robert Wagner.
Oh, my God.
York.
That's a long time ago.
One of the nicest guys.
Yeah,
he was
that's
really
her,
pissed.
Probably.
He was really pissed that they wouldn't let me in high school with my guide dog.
Oh.
And he wrote a letter. And they had to let me in.
That's horrible.
You know? But those were the days when you could walk into City Hall
and
go and talk to the mayor.
That's it.
You can't do that anymore. You know?
Oh, my God. I want to scream looking at this. They're closing 9 of the out of the every 10 fiscal intermediaries. Ah, okay, I want to scream. With the intended goal of eventually throwing us all in nursing home. Now, let me stop. If that's the case, I swear, Frank, you know if I am put in a nursing home every day and every night, I'm protesting. I really am, from within it.
Yeah, well.
With the intended goal of eventually having just one FI agency for the entire state. FI help consumers run their programs, resolve issues, and learn how to be better employers. Why am I being an employer to begin with? You don't give me anything, sorry. As well as, now, you know, this is turning into a mad or glad employer, as well as protect taxpayer funds from fraud. Why am I protecting taxpayers' funds from fraud when that's your job? wait, there's more.
Well, the way to do that is to put the money into a debit card.
Thank you. Let's keep going. A statement by CDPAS. And can I sing? Do you know I am the only one left in the agency that I have that this is what they're saying who's still on the CD Pass program? Seriously. A common misconception is the fiscal intermediaries only act as a human resource department for the consumer, handling legal requirements like payroll, workers' comp, Medicaid compliance. So, in truth, fiscal intermediaries provide a wide range of other value-added services that help consumers thrive and endure. They and their taxpayer, I can barely read this, it's so small on my screen, thanks to other agencies, get the most from their services. How am I going to get the most from my services when you don't provide me the services? Okay, the governor also proposes, I can't read that, it's too small, cuts that he is trying to pass off as restructuring. The statement continued, oh God, I just lost part of it. Oh, continued, in reality, this restructuring would cut the administrative component of the, now I got to get to page 14. Oh, I hate this. Needless to say, it's restructuring the whole program, and it's not going to be in the benefit of the disabled person, obviously.
Well, no, it never is.
It never is. Nope.
It never is,
so,
because they control
it. I want to take this apart, and I want to, you know, maybe I'm going to become a really, I just have this feeling, the rate I'm going, I'm going to be one, you know, strong-willed, strong ass, excuse my French.
Maniac.
Yes, the rate I'm going. Anything, yeah. You know who's that taken after? Who do I know? Karina? Oh.
You know, the answer is simple, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, now he said nothing about the agencies putting up half the money.
Nothing.
I haven't heard anything about that.
They haven't said
anything
about
anything.
Take
the burden off the taxpayers.
No.
Yeah. Why don't the agencies raise half the money?
Nope.
Yeah. That way the
you
state
know what I see
would only
here,
have
Frank?
To pay half.
I see an advertisement for what you are going to talk about tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm only teasing you.
No, well, I wouldn't be surprised.
They're selling it, you know.
Selling what?
Woof, woof.
What are they selling?
Oh, Frank. We're going to talk
Hello?
About it on Friday, on the Follies.
Oh, digital, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The
You'll
digital
get to know
service
it. Blog. That's right. They're selling it here, you didn't know. It's under, you know,
who's selling
school.
It? What are you
putting it out now? You didn't
what
know?
Are you talking? No,
yeah,
you know.
They got dibs on it first.
Yeah.
Figures they would be
anyway,
putting it out first, you know.
Anyone out there who would like to comment on that article that was just read, or part of the article?
Part of the article.
Feel free.
To
212. Hold it. 213-816-1650. If you're on CDPAP or you know anybody who is, or
yeah.
You wanna, you're thinking about going on it, you know, we'd love to hear your opinion on
okay.
that. Now, I want to reach out here to the entire disabled community.
Yes.
And the protest should be. And I stress this more than ever. The protest should be get the agencies to raise half the money, all right, for this program. Let the government put up the other half. Create a debit card system in the name of the disabled with built-in protection so you can protect against fraud, you know. This is what the protest should be. A specific solution, not this crap where, you know, keep giving us, and look what happens. They're always looking for ways to knock it down because it doesn't work.
Right.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, the digital
yep.
dog, tomorrow night, Inner Sight. I want to thank all our listeners. And the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, program dedicated to the memory of Joe Arion. May 21st, Picaro's, 5 to 9. Have a great time. Help us raise money to keep Joe's dream alive. Inner Sight around the world means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. We have the solution. To the problem that
yes, we do.
Disabled people face, you know, and it's a simple working solution. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.